I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's the line that ends the gospel today. And I spoke about that, and I spoke about that line, one of my favorites in all of Scripture. I spoke about it a couple of weeks ago about how Jesus wants us to live in his abundance. And yet, 7 weeks ago now, we were told we weren't going to be able to have public masks. Some days it feels like 7 months ago. And some days it feels like it'll be another 7 months before we can have public mass again. That doesn't sound like living in his abundance in our parish here at St. Ignatius. You know, nor does simply watching mass online on Sunday and not having it affect the rest of our lives, that doesn't sound like abundant life either. Then again, if we think about it, how many of us before all this started, you know, how many of us went physically to church on Sundays, but, you know, mentally tuned out for most of it and didn't have it affect the rest of our lives? That wasn't abundant living either. Right now, I want all of us to take a step back and look at church. We're going to begin a four-part preaching series entitled Re-Church, Regarding Church. Over the next 4 weeks, I want to look at what it means to be church, to be God's people in this time of pandemic and closures, and what it means to be God's people going forward. Just this past week, I heard from a woman who told me she was filled with the Holy Spirit at our online Alpha on Wednesday. Last week, I heard from someone who told me just how much our Connect groups meant to her and filled her with joy and hope in this difficult time. On Tuesday night, I got a text from someone telling me that just how much they loved the Bible study that we started on Monday. They found it so enriching to their faith life. I also got a text from someone this week telling me how much the worship nights that the band's been doing on Tuesday nights have meant to them, how much they felt connected to God at that moment. God is still God, even in these tough times. And we can encounter Jesus and we can choose to follow him and have our whole lives transformed by him all day, every day. What does it mean to be church? For centuries, the primary way of being church was coming together in large groups to worship and to receive the sacraments. Whenever or however we're finally able to reopen, I can guarantee you one thing. It won't be to the same old, same old. Are the sacraments still important? Of course they are. But the way we receive the sacraments, that can change. And I'm not going to speculate about what the government will let us do or when the Archdiocese says that we can reopen. But I did read in an article recently the authors comparing what we're living through not so much to a blizzard, something you can dig out of and a few days later be back to normal. Nor did they compare it to say this was something like a winter, a season that we have to manage and get through until spring and summer come. Instead, I believe they aptly compared this time of pandemic to a mini ice age, something that will define us and change how we do everything for generations to come. Whenever that reopening does occur, I believe it's going to be a gradual thaw, to continue their metaphor. So it's important for us to think about the implications of that for our church. It's important for us to rethink how we are church. So while this series is entitled Re-Church, today's homily is called Rethink. We have an incredible opportunity right now. Actually, I think it's more than an opportunity. It's our responsibility to take a step back and think about what God wants for us, what he wants for our spiritual lives, what he wants for us as a parish, what he wants his church to be during and as a result of this pandemic. You know, as Deacon Marco talked about last week, God hasn't stopped acting during this time. And as I highlighted just a few moments ago, even in an online world, God is still God. Jesus Christ is still our Lord and Savior, and the Spirit is still at work. And even the gospel today is inviting us to rethink what being a Christian is really about. Jesus says that he is the gate. In fact, he says it twice to emphasize it. He doesn't say that he's the shepherd. He talks about shepherds, but he says that that Jesus Christ is the gate. And whoever enters by me will be saved. So it's through Jesus Christ that we are saved, that we enter heaven. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, it's through Jesus that we can begin to live heaven right now. It's through Jesus Christ that we can begin to live in his abundance. There is no other way to salvation other than through Jesus. Jesus even says that anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. We cannot earn it by ourselves. There's only one way to salvation, and it's by encountering Jesus and following him. So what are the implications for us? Well, it means that following Jesus has never been just about showing up to church on Sunday and not letting that affect the rest of your week, the rest of your life. That was a problem in the pre-COVID world. And now, when you can't come to church because of the pandemic, well, to me, that's a time for a serious rethinking. The gospel today is saying that the essentials of Christianity is about knowing Jesus and following him. Following him every day. You know, Pope Francis in his exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, he writes, and he says this wonderfully, he writes, I invite all Christians everywhere at this moment to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ, or at least an openness to letting him encounter them. I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day. No one should think that this invitation is not meant for him or her, since no one is excluded from the joy brought by the Lord. That's the essentials of Christianity, encountering Jesus Christ, being filled with his mercy and his Spirit, and then choosing to follow him. And Pope Francis has the audacity to suggest that we do this every day, not just once a week, not just when we're receiving the sacraments, but unfailingly, each and every day. Now, ought this be done in the midst of the church, with the people of God, and with the sacraments? Absolutely. There's no other way around that. But what the church looks like, and how we, as God's people, how we interact with each other and bring both the good news to the world and the sacraments to the members of the church, that need not look the way it has in the past. For us at St. Ignatius, this pandemic has caused us to rethink so much of what we do and how we do it. Pope Francis goes on to say in Joy of the Gospel, I dream of a missionary option, that is, a missionary impulse capable of transforming everything so that the church's customs, ways of doing things, times and schedules, language and structures can be suitably channeled for the evangelization of today's world, rather than for her self-preservation. Well, many of our customs and ways of doing things have ceased over the past 7 weeks, and they won't come back, at least not soon. Our times and schedules have been thrown off by COVID. Our structure, too, has changed. At St. Ignatius, we've changed our focus to being able to come to you digitally since you can no longer come to us. How we did church and how we interacted with the world, that has changed. And none of the old ways are guaranteed to come back. None of the old ways are guaranteed to come back in the old way, in the old times, with the old emphasis. For instance, we will almost certainly continue to live stream our masses in the future. People will continue to interact with us, first of all, online, before venturing to come check us out in person. And I think about the members of our church who are elderly, who are compromised in their immune system. Will they even want to come back into large gatherings of people, even once we're allowed to? Maybe they will watch, and we will simply bring communion to them. I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be the old church in the old way, at the old times, and the exact same way it was before. Pope Francis wants all of our customs and structures and times and ways of doing things to always serve our mission. Our mission is to spread the incredible good news of Jesus so that people can be transformed in their lives right here and right now. And that they can make the choice to follow Jesus. To make the choice to live in his abundance. To enter through him into heaven. I, for one, believe Jesus when he says he wants me to live in his sheepfold and to live his abundant joy. I, for one, believe Jesus when he tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. So I will not strive for mere self-preservation. I'm going to do what Pope Francis is asking. I'm going to rethink our parish, so that the missionary impulse to have everyone encounter Jesus is the prime focus of what we do. I'm just going to repeat that. Pope Francis wants us, and I believe in my heart that this is why we are here. He wants the missionary impulse to be the prime focus of everything we do. And I firmly believe that if we do this, we will not merely survive this pandemic, we're going to thrive. We're going to live in his abundance. And if all this uncertainty sounds scary, if you find all this cuts you to the heart and has you asking what to do, I get it. But you're not the first to ask that. In the first reading, we hear about the people of Jerusalem who felt the same way, and they asked the same question. Now, when they heard this, when they heard Peter preaching, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter's answer is to repent and be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. What Peter's really saying, he's saying, encounter Jesus Christ. Encounter his mercy and his forgiveness. Encounter the outpouring of his love and his spirit. And Peter also talks about the sacraments. They are essential too, but they don't necessarily come before the encounter with Jesus. Maybe that's something we need to rethink as well. So over the next few weeks in this preaching series, we are going to reflect on what the church is, on how to rebuild, refill, restore our relationship with Jesus and his church. For now, will you rethink what church is to you? But what is really essential and important to you? Will you think back to when or if you've encountered Jesus Christ in your life? And will you open yourself to, as Pope Francis asks us, a renewed personal encounter with him? Remember what the Pope asks us. He said that no one should think that this invitation is not meant for him and her, for him or her. This is for everybody. Everybody needs to rethink their relationship with Jesus, needs to renew that personal encounter with him. Pope Francis says that no one is excluded from the joy brought by the Lord. Each and every one of you deserves that encounter with Jesus Christ. And each and every one you know deserves the joy brought by the Lord.